Time to say hello to David Gibson, Texas Quorum Producers, over in Tulia. Where are you at today, David?
We're just getting ready to head out to Lubbock here in just a minute, Todd.
Well, a few more months and you can take the easy chair, right?
Oh, yeah, just a couple of more. Time's slipping by fast, and we'll see where we're at this time. And in that period of time, probably still be up and on the road.
So we had a contest who was going to retire first, so you won that contest, David.
Well, I think I started out before you did.
I started in 83. I don't know. When did you start?
I started working in Plainview as an assistant county extension agent in 1974.
Oh, dang it. You started way earlier.
Oh, yeah. A lot of miles on the road and steps on the feet since that period of time. Just worked with lots of great people and had lots of opportunities and just had a blessed life.
Would have been pretty cool if you would have still been in Plainview in 83. We could have kind of started this at the same spot.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it just didn't work out that way. I had to get a jump start to stay ahead of you after seeing how you're taking on more coverage area and stuff. You're still moving forward, man.
Got to keep moving forward because the big radio companies are demolishing the radio business, so we got to put a stop to that.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing that's happening in most all of our business. You know, it's happened with our seed companies. We went from having a lot of local companies, many, many companies, to having three main providers of seed. We've sold out and consolidated all of our fertilizer markets to where you just have a handful of major providers of fertilizer. We've done that with just nearly everything in life, and especially out on the farm. We've consolidated all our tractor dealerships into very few ownerships. And as we look around, that's happened all outside, and you're seeing it there in the radio world as well.
Well, they haven't run stuff into the ground like the radio corporate people have. That's for dang sure. They pay their CEOs like $5 million a year, then they fire everybody else.
Yeah, well, I think that's happened in many, many mergers and consolidations across. And it's one thing that we see that we've failed to compare to is how, with such small margins on our farms, that the farms have had to get bigger, and we've had some farms absorb all the neighbor farms in a lot of parts of this world, and mergers even in that realm of life for us.
Corn market this morning's up 2.5 cents, hanging around 4.78, so we're clawing our way back to 5.
Yeah, you know, back early May, we had some opportunities on December corn above $5, and then we fell back down to $4, and now crawling our way back up. And it's, you know, the heat we're having here is probably taking the top end off some of our yields or production, but what we're hearing rumors of in the Midwest is some of the top end may be cutting off there, but still, last week we were in D.C. with all of our neighboring corn, all of our corn states that we work with all over the country. And a lot of farmers were talking about they really thought they had good crops. They were just concerned about whether they get that one more rain and what these high temperatures may do to them.
What's the corn crop looking at in Central Texas?
Well, they're just starting some harvest. Some of the producers, last year we really had a lot of record yields for a lot of producers in that part of the world. And this year they're probably very close to them, but just maybe running a little less than they did last year, which is still going to put a lot of central and northern Texas into some above average yields. Even this time we've got along the coast, we're seeing some good yields. I'm kind of concerned about the weather storm, depression, or whether it becomes hurricane coming in, because they're right in the middle of harvest in so many of those areas, and we'll see what that does to their crop, you know, whether it be corn, sorghum, or cotton. Those things do a lot of damage a lot of times, so they're racing, trying to beat the weather on getting out all they can.
So you're heading to the office today. Any more trips to the East Coast?
Not planned at the moment, but we are working on several items with USDA and Federal Trade Commission regarding some of these things about pricing of some of our farm products and some of our inputs, and we never know when an opportunity is going to come up there to keep pushing on that. We've been watching, I'm sure you've seen, and all our neighbors have seen. We see some of these companies making record profits at a time that their customers are struggling to get by, and that just raises a lot of questions what's going on out there in the input world. And that's something we've really been, our board's been real engaged in here the last 2 years, and getting more heated up now, especially as those record profits keep being shown on quarterly reports, and all our farmers look at their balance sheets and see it declining. So that's a big issue we're working on. Of course, you know, there may be something happening in the Senate on the farm bill. If it don't get done before the August recess, well, then that's going to be kicked down the road into September, October. And we know with elections, general election coming up in November, there won't be a lot of legislative days from the take actions, but could be times that we'll be involved in that. There's some different things within the structure of the what's left in the farm bill to work on that we're been engaged in, on some crop insurance issues and some research items, things such as that. So you never say never whenever we're dealing with legislation and legislative priorities that may happen in Washington, because sometimes they just happen on the spur of the moment. And they've done a lot of talking and not a lot of action on some of it. So whenever they get started, it'll be fast and furious.
Well, crude oil's hanging around $88 this morning, so I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty sick of the gas prices and the diesel prices, and, you know, let's get the war over with and let's get going.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get, you always say we want to get back to normal. I'm not sure what normal is anymore other than chaos in our markets, whether it's petroleum or beef or grains, whatever. They're just constantly on the move, and outside influences like the war, and like we deal with the New World screw worm, and all of this business, it just keeping everything staying in chaos that we on the farm are dealing with at this time as far as our markets.
So we haven't talked about this for a while. Anything else new on the atrazine situation?
You know, it's just we heard last week that some of the environmental groups are going to file another case or another lawsuit, possibly to force EPA to force another review. And, you know, we can't finish one review without some other group coming in and pushing on it. It seems like that's been a career-long thing we've worked on and talked about, Todd. And I'm not real sure it's just hard to see a quick resolution to that unless EPA finally just says enough's enough and we've got all that we need. But, of course, we know if EPA and everyone approves something, that doesn't stop the court system from causing more hassle and more problems down the road. But it's hard for me to see a resolution coming on that that's really going to put that issue to sleep.
Hey, you mentioned working in Plainview back in the 70s. Did you work with Ollie Liner?
Yes, he was the first one I worked with. I started there in 74 and was there through 76, and worked very closely with Ollie. He was a great mentor and a great friend of mine.
So when's the last official day there for you at Texas Corn then?
September 30th.
All right, we still got some time then.
Oh, yeah, we've got some time. We'll be wrapping up 27 years. Started October 1 of 99 doing this job. And, it's been ironic. I never dreamed I'd work and stay this long. But when you're doing something that's challenging and you can see some benefits out of and things we can try to help our farmers with, it's just kind of a new world every day, and it's easy to keep inspiration and keep going. And but it's just getting time I needed to take, needed to spend more time with some grandkids and doing some other things in life other than getting up and going to work and driving up and down the highways, traveling across the state and all across the country for different things representing our corn growers.
All right, we'll talk again before you kind of slow things down a little bit. David Gibson, Texas Corn Producers Executive Director. Give out your contact there, David, and have a safe trip to Lubbock.
All righty. Our number is 806-763-2676. If you need anything, have an issue, give us a call.